Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, October 3rd, which means we might actually see some rain, Danny, because...
Yeah, it looks very cloudy out.
Yeah, so they're telling us we're going to get sort of like the tail end of a storm, because there's supposed to be like a lot of flooding, like in Mexico and Arizona and Nevada and so forth. So
right.
We're probably getting the edges of it, but so far, nothing. You know, it takes a lot of work to get it to rain in Southern California.
I just don't like rain, but I'd rather rain than snow.
Yeah.
Any day of the week.
Well, if you don't like rain, then you definitely should stay here in L.A.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. Without a doubt. No questions asked.
So are you planning any trips for the holiday?
I want to go home for Christmas.
Right. So.
But I don't have it like planned right now, no.
Yeah, yeah. Do a GoFundMe.
I know. Hey, guys, I want to go home for Christmas.
People hate you out there.
They do. I don't even like read it anymore, but people were awful when I posted the Make Danny Great Again
right
campaign. That got like $100. Thanks to everyone that donated.
Well, you gotta have a good cause. What was your cause?
Just that I was poor.
Okay. That's a good cause.
Yeah, for sure.
But with so many followers, you'd think people would be more sympathetic.
Mm-mm.
No, huh?
Most of the people that follow me don't like me.
That's amazing, you know?
Yeah, isn't it so weird? It's like, why follow me then?
Like, love to hate you type of thing?
Yeah, like, they hate me, but they want to know what I'm wearing, and they want to know what I'm posting, and they want to know what I'm saying. It's wow. Like, why?
Yeah. Can you say a big percentage of that is like that?
I would say more than half.
Really?
Like, probably like 70-30. Like, 30% actually like me, 70% right. Don't.
So do some of them actually defend you in, when people badmouth
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. I have, like, yeah. I would say, like, when I actually read the comments and stuff, I would say I have like at least 20 really super diehard fans.
Right.
But yeah.
That's very
that are
cool.
Always coming at like everyone in the comments.
Are you nice to them at least? Do you
yeah.
acknowledge them?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
If I know that they've been like fans for years, of course I do.
Yeah.
If it's somebody that's just like now found my page, it's like, thanks for the support, but I don't know you.
That's true, you know?
Do
you
what
don't
mean?
Know them.
Like these people have literally been on my page since like I created an Instagram 8 years ago.
Yeah, but you know what, at least they follow you. You can't really say much about it, but like in Facebook you have to actually friend people.
Exactly.
Both sides have to agree, right?
Yep.
So often I see posts from people I don't know, posts that are either offensive to me or I just don't like them, whatever. I think they're too, even sometimes if someone just like start like posting pictures one after another of the same thing.
Right.
I get pissed at that, you know? I'm like, well, why the fuck are you filling all my feed with this shit, you know?
Right.
So I'll delete them or something or like unfriend them. But so, and I have so many that I don't even know. I'm like, how the fuck did I ever become friends with this person
right.
or that person, you
right.
know?
I follow a lot of people too, like especially guys that I think are good looking. And then after like a week or two, I'm like, ugh, and I'll unfollow.
Yeah. That's funny because I was watching, you know what movie I was watching? Ghostbusters with the ladies. The
oh, yeah.
One. Did
yeah.
you see it?
No.
Oh,
no, I did.
You did?
I did, actually, but it was so trash that I forgot that I watched it.
I know. It's not that great.
No,
but
no, it's not. It's actually terrible.
But they hired this handsome guy, and she's like...
Chris Hemsworth.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
That's Thor.
You sure it is?
I'm 110%.
I didn't even notice.
It's
because
like
of the glasses, maybe.
Yeah, and they made him look dorky.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's definitely him.
So she's drooling all over him, and he's got no qualifications for anything. And but, yeah, just to have a handsome person.
He ends up being like
there.
The bad guy.
What?
He ends up being the bad guy.
Why are you telling me? Do I need to know that?
It's not going to ruin the movie, trust me.
It will.
No.
It's not a great movie, but it's watchable.
No,
you know?
It's like horrible. Like the original Ghostbusters was like lit.
Right.
You can't. I hate when people like Hollywood is becoming so dry because nobody can write anything original. They just got to take fucking remakes.
Either that or sequels. That's true.
How hard is it to sit down? Like, you just sat down and wrote an entire remake of a script that's trash. Why don't you just sit down and write a brand new script of something worth, you know, our pennies? That movie is just not good, though. And if they come out with a sequel, I'll be shocked.
I was hoping it would, because they put women in there. It was supposed to be a good thing and all that.
And they made the trailer look funny.
Right.
But they put all the funny parts in the trailer.
The way they usually do, right?
Yeah. Like Central Intelligence with The Rock and Kevin Hart. Uh-huh. All the funny parts were in the trailer.
Really?
That movie was just not that good.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? I am preparing to watch... I know it's a little behind, but what's his name? The one Keanu Reeves.
John Wick.
John Wick. Okay.
Literally blows my mind.
That I haven't seen.
That you have not seen it.
Yeah.
I've literally seen both of them so much that I know. I could be in my kitchen cooking and it'll be in my bedroom playing and I'll like recite the lines.
Yeah, really? Well, it's just that I liked it. That's why I'm seeing the second one, but I don't think it was great.
Oh my God. I loved it. I love both.
Watch a million times.
I loved both.
Maybe I loved the second one better. I don't know.
I thought they were both so good. Like the second one is actually a little bit more badass.
Yeah.
The third one, I know they're in the middle of filming right now and it should be, I think it's coming out June of next year.
Oh, okay. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, on Friday, we're going to have Zoriana back. We'll talk about movies again.
Okay. That she invited me to an opening.
Oh, really?
But it was a night I already had plans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but she said that she'd invite me to some more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a fun woman. She'll be back on the show Friday and we'll talk about movies. She knows a lot, right? Because she gets into it and stuff.
And I like those type of conversations. So.
Yeah, I know. As opposed to some other ones we've had.
Yeah. Lately, for sure.
Sorry. Well, you know, it's mixed. Look, I can't please you every time with a guest, you know?
No,
have a variety.
Yeah,
And sometimes they come on the show and you can't tell them no, you know?
Yeah, and then sometimes they come on the show and they don't realize that we're like a little bit on the raunchy side. So it's like, don't come here with this stanky ass virgin attitude.
Right, at least research the show
before. It's 2018. Right? It's almost 2019. Like, are people really reserved now?
Right, either that or they don't. If you're going to be on the show, shouldn't you sample it and listen to it a little bit before you go on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be honest. Like, whenever you email me about the guest, I never read what you sent me.
Yeah.
I just say, we have a guest today.
Yeah, that's why I send it. I don't know much more. I just know, like, the first line of the email, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But sometimes, I mean, yesterday, the guy I thought was great, Bruce, you know.
He had a good energy.
Yeah.
He inspired me to, like, finish my book. I wrote, like, 3 chapters last night.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just sent 2 chapters over to a publishing company to see if it's, like.
Is that enough to send them?
They will.
Like, only 2 chapters?
Well, I have 11
That's
done.
How you pitch?
I have 11 done.
Right.
I want my book to be at least 15.
Mm-hmm.
So I want it to be a short book just to see how it goes. And if it's good enough, then I'll write a second one, you know?
Right.
But I just sent over 2 because I don't want to send them all 11 and then have them tell me, like, our company is not interested in this type of book. Right. Like, my book's pretty raunchy.
Yeah.
Like, I dropped the F-bomb 1,000 times.
Well, that's fine.
But that's me.
Yeah, books are fine, you know, with dirty language.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see. Maybe that's true. They don't have to read the whole time to read the whole thing. So they just read the first or second is the pitch for the book.
Right. And I told them it's completely unedited. I'm like, the chapters I'm sending over.
So you're
like,
sending it unedited. Do you really want to?
Well, if you sign up with a publishing company, they're supposed to edit it for you.
Yeah, but still, I mean, they expect you to. So it'll be readable.
No, it's readable. I'm like a really good writer.
Yeah.
English was like my minor in college. Yeah. Like, I've always known that I could write.
Yeah.
So for me, writing a book, I'm like, if I really, really focus on it, I could get it done.
Right.
So I've been focusing on
it. But have it edited by somebody like proofread.
Well,
no,
because you have to pay for that. And then if you sign a publishing deal with a publishing company, they've got to edit the book for you.
Right.
So why am I going to pay for something that if somebody...
Because I'll tell you why. Because it's going to get there and people are going to go... She was too lazy to edit this damn thing. I'm not going to read it.
No, it's definitely readable.
You're giving them something that's not the finished product.
I might have commas in places where there shouldn't be commas, but it's readable for sure.
Okay. Send me the first chapter.
I will. I think you'll like it. I think you would read my book.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a great proofreader and editor. so I could at least give you some.
Yeah,
so point out some things.
I sent them the intro in two chapters, chapter one and chapter two.
Right.
So we'll see.
As if you like sent me something and you confused its and its with apostrophe,
yeah,
and your and right, things like that, I would throw it in the garbage. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And sometimes it's just typos, you know? It's not really a mistake, but they would know.
Yeah, so we'll see. I sent it over yesterday.
Okay, we'll see.
And we'll wait to see what they say.
Okay, so you're not putting a lot of effort into it. Don't be surprised if it doesn't get accepted.
I mean, I'm just going with the flow here.
No, you got to make it as presentable and marketable as possible.
But it's presentable. I wouldn't send something that sounds or reads like a piece of shit.
Okay.
Like, if I self-published, I'd probably self-publish without it being edited. Because it, like, is readable. It's readable.
Come on.
It is. I'm not just tooting my own horn.
No, I know, but still.
But it's readable.
Okay. No, readable is not good enough. I mean, people might say, oh, it's a fifth grade reading.
But if I'm going to work with a publishing company that's going to take like 60% of whatever I make, you can make that shit more readable then. Am I wrong there?
Yeah, you have a wrong attitude.
They take a huge
percent. You're expecting things from them.
Yeah, as you should. No, as you should.
No, you should be just grateful if they take you.
Mm-mm.
You know, don't make demands before you even start.
I just don't know if I should go with a publishing company or just self-publish. I just want my books to be in Barnes & Noble. That's my goal. Like, I want mine to sit on the shelves of the self-help section.
Okay, sounds good.
But I don't think you can do that without an agent, like a book agent.
Yeah, you might need an agent too.
Or do you think you could do that if you do it on your own?
Because I don't think they accept many unsolicited manuscripts.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I could just walk in there and be like, hey, buy my book.
Exactly. You know how many they get?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you need an agent. But yeah, so I mean, look, if you want to be professional about it, you got to be professional about it.
Yeah, like for instance, the lady that wrote 50 Shades, she did that as an ebook. She wrote it, published it, like, didn't have any agents or anything involved. Right. And that's why she made so much money off of it, because she didn't have to pay anybody.
Yeah, but how many are like that?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not.
It's like saying, look, Tom Cruise really is making a lot of money and very famous, so I'm going to do the same thing.
Exactly.
Then you have no guarantee you're going to be Tom Cruise.
I know.
There's only one Tom Cruise.
I know.
There's only one, you know, of whoever.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. You got to stand out somehow in the tactics in which you get to them in what you write. You know, I'm sure it's all fresh and nice and funny.
I just wanted mine to be a little bit different than every other dating book, because I've read so many dating books.
Right.
And they all get very, very boring and very repetitive. And right. I just didn't want my book to be like that. And okay, so I hired a ghostwriter. And like after I was done with her, I was like, oh, the book's fine. But I was lazy and I was rushing it. So I finally sat down and I reread every chapter. And there was like some chapters that only had like 500 words in it. Yeah. And I was like, why did I think this was good?
Yeah,
it was horrible. So I've spent like the last 3 months, like maybe writing like two chapters a week, but like writing them and then reading them again and writing them more, like adding more and more. And I put more of my personal stories in there, because sometimes I'm like, do I want to tell everybody everything? But I'm like, I tell everybody everything anyway. So
right. I'm very curious now to see it.
Oh my
God. Do you have it on your phone?
I do. I do. I'll send you, I'll forward you the email I sent the people last night. I'll do it right now before I forget.
Okay,
it's going to be the first two chapters in the intro.
Should we read it on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
okay. Hold on.
Real quick. But you don't know to which email. I don't want you to send the...
Wait, do you think someone will steal it though if we read it on the air?
No. I mean, only a couple lines.
A couple of lines. Okay.
So why don't you just read it rather than send it to me?
Okay. Hold
on. You want to do that? Or
yeah, we can
bring it up on your phone and I can read it or whatever. But emailing it to me now is...
Should I read the intro or do you think I should read an actual chapter?
Whichever one you think.
Okay. We'll read.
Okay, so now you get the first reading of the first pitch of the book by Danny Victor. So there we go.
Okay.
Go ahead. You don't have a title for the book yet?
Yeah, it's called Don't Be That Bitch.
Don't Be That Bitch, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good.
And this chapter is called Don't Be That Obsessive Bitch,
uh-huh,
which is me. Okay. You can all judge all you want, but the truth is we have all been that bitch that lost track of what was important in life because of some lame-ass guy we thought we loved. Maybe in the process you learned your lesson, or maybe you didn't. I mean, you are reading this book. However, as you sit there and go back into time, I'm positive you'll remember at least one time you stopped going to your meatless Monday book club meetings. And when I say meatless, I really mean dickless, because you just had to help your boyfriend with the term paper he was waiting for you to write.
Good. 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 Well, well written.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah, it flows. So I was like, okay, I can send it in like this because it's really flows. Not that bad.
Right.
It's not that. I mean, I might have a couple commas where it's like, bitch, why are you putting a comma there? Yeah, but, yeah, yeah. You know, I think that's it's you can read it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And it sounds like you want to hear more about it. You know? Yeah. So it's good.
Yeah. And I actually had my straight guy friend over last week and we got super high and we drank wine. I was like, hey, can I read you like a couple chapters of my book? And he was like really into it. And that's a straight man.
Yeah.
And it's a book about bitches. So it's like, it could work. I think I could really make a lot of money off of this if I try hard.
Right. But you want to pitch to people that are straight, not high, you know, because when you're high, everything sounds good.
I know. Wait, are you high right now, Sam? Fuck. Does your opinion count?
No, I'm telling you. But when I get high, it's not like you get high. No, it's good. It's good.
Can I read the first paragraph of my second chapter?
Yeah. Let's hear that.
Okay, so that was the obsessive bitch one.
Okay.
And then this one is don't be the bitch that forgets her worth.
Okay.
Mm.
Don't be that bitch. I like that.
Okay. Knowing your worth in a relationship means many things. When entering into a new relationship, you must know that your life before him was important, and it's still important. Also, if the motherfucker decides to leave you, or you decide to leave his sorry ass, your life will still be just as important after him. Take note, bitches. I'm serious. Take that highlighter you keep in the nightstand next to your vibrator and run it through this entire chapter. Then put a star on the sentence. You are a badass sexy bitch before him, and you'll be a badass sexy bitch after him.
Oh, that's good. You see, now that's encouraging. That's motivational.
Yeah, you get it, girl.
Yeah, feel good about yourself, bitch. Right after I called you bitch.
Yes. The whole chapter refers to people as bitches, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, I don't know if anyone's going to want to publish this.
No, but people publish about everything, you know. It doesn't matter if it's offensive.
Like, there's the bestseller book that I even own right now that everyone's, first of all, I bought it first, now everyone's buying it, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the whole thing, he's just like dropping F-bombs, but it's like one of those books where he's talking about real ass shit, but he's like talking it in a like laid back, like, yo, fuck this, blah 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 blah.
Right.
Makes it more interesting than just reading a book that's like very proper.
Right. Well, yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
It's refreshing.
But you gotta also be like me to want to buy a book like that.
Yeah, you know. No, I mean, the title grabbed me too, but then I thought, is this just a gimmick, you know?
No, it's good.
Yeah, okay.
I think you should try it.
All right. But I really don't give a fuck anymore.
Okay, yeah, that's why you should read it.
Yeah.
Because that's what he's talking about, because you don't give a fuck anymore. And he's telling you that that's great. You shouldn't.
No, there's still a lot of things I care about, really, though.
Yeah,
you
same.
When you think about it, you know?
Same. Yeah. Like, I'm wondering why my sister hasn't answered any of my FaceTimes this morning. Like, I usually don't start my day without her answering my FaceTimes.
Really?
Yeah, and she hasn't answered at all.
Wow. Maybe something happened.
Oh, don't say that, Sam.
Okay, I'm sorry. What do you want me to say? No, I didn't mean it like in a tragic way. You know, maybe something came up.
I know. I'm going to text her right now, though, and say, why aren't you answering?
Yeah. So you guys are, like, in constant contact, right? All day long?
Yeah, but we didn't talk for a week when we fought about her baby daddy.
Right, right.
But other than that, yeah, like, 50 times a day we'll FaceTime each other.
50 times a day. Mm-hmm. Wow. So that's good. You're never alone.
No, never.
Right?
Kind of. I just got to stay focused.
Yeah.
I'm starting a podcast.
You are?
I am.
What kind of a podcast are you starting?
So I did Bad Girls Club with, I only have like two friends from Bad Girls Club, and one of them lives in Long Beach, and she's like my quote unquote sister of the show. Like, she's a little older than me, and we argue all the time, but we love each other. So we're going to try it out. We're going to try it out.
Why not everybody in their aunt has a fucking podcast?
I know.
But
you know what?
And then
like,
when you become serious, you'll bring it here.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious about it.
No, but if you want to do it the right way, you got to do it at a station like this.
No, yeah, 110%.
But it does cost, so, you know, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Get started first.
Right.
See what it's like. And that's it, you know.
Well, I love this, so I'm going to love
it. Yeah, I know.
You know what
I know.
Mean?
Yeah.
Like, it makes life more enjoyable.
That's true.
Like, when you just get to come and talk about whatever, instead of, like, going to an office and be like, hi, Doug, like, I just filed all six of your drawers. What else do you want me to do today?
Right.
Oh, God. It just gives me the chills thinking about that life.
Wow.
Which will be my life if I don't get my shit together.
Yeah.
So. Mm.
Yeah. Well, get your shit together then.
I know. How come you don't put this? How come you don't put this podcast on like Apple's or
we
iTunes?
Have it. It's on iTunes.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Do you have it on Spotify
Stitcher
too?
And everything. No, I'm thinking of putting it on Spotify. I always forget to look into it and stuff, but I will.
I don't see. I don't know. I don't understand how any of that works.
Yeah. Well, it's simple. I mean, for us, because that's what we do.
Right.
But, I'll help you with that. No big deal, you know. But you should, build it. But, I mean, if you want to have more than just a podcast, but a live radio show, which is, there's nothing like doing it live when, you know, people listening all at the
same
time.
I think a lot of...
Better quality, you know, and more exposure and shit. But... Go ahead, get started the way you believe, and everything needs to start from small and grow. You know? You don't want to jump to the top every time,
right?
Because it may not be what you like,
right?
You know,
that's very true.
Yeah. So, a lot happening in the news. Really, I just want to bring a few of. By the way, I guess at 11:20 today, 11:18, your phone's gonna buzz and beep loudly.
No, it's 10:22.
No, but it's going to be at 11:18.
Oh, 11:18.
Yeah, because it's 2:18 Eastern time. So it would be 11:18 here. Everybody's phone's going to buzz and beep loudly. It's a presidential alert. It's a test for the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed. That's what it's going to say. So do you know how they used to do like tests on the radio? It's like something
right, or the TV
beep.
Too, still
the TV,
sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're doing that with phones now to see if it works.
I mean,
know?
I think they should do that.
Right.
Like, what if you're not by a TV or a radio? Like,
right.
Your phone
but,
should
but
be
can you imagine
it.
You're like with a place with a lot of people and they all go off at the same time?
I'd be like, the world is coming to an end.
Today, beep. You know?
Yeah, I'd definitely be freaked out.
So it depends where I'm going to be. I'm going to try and be where there's people at 11:18. So we can all hear
right.
it at the same time.
Right. I'm going to be at the gym, so.
Yeah. That's a good idea for a party. Let's do a party for the beeping that happens at 2:18 Eastern.
Gabby texted me back. She's okay.
Good.
Yeah. She was in therapy.
Oh, okay.
She got a therapist now.
You should know, though, right?
I don't know her therapy schedule.
Schedule? No. Okay.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
You should go
to some... therapy.
I do.
Yourself,
I think I
right?
should, for sure.
Everybody should, really. I should.
I think everybody needs a therapist in some way or somehow. I don't think it's all for the same stuff, but
right.
Like
yeah.
I need a therapy for dating.
Right. And like I need one for to deal with my kids. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly. And how yeah. to talk to them and how to have like a more like
yeah, how
chill
to get them to talk to me
conversation without horrible
them,
things being said.
How to get them not to hate me after their mom poisoned them for fucking 25 years.
God, that's my biggest nightmare. If I have kids with someone that I just can't get along with, and then all of a sudden the kids are involved. Like right now, we're involved in my mom and dad's bullshit. It's just
right.
I mean, I get we're older, but like I honestly think it would have been easier if they'd done it when we were younger.
But to take sides with parents sucks, you know.
Yeah, like don't expect us to. And no. You know, I still haven't said one word to my dad.
Yeah. Wow.
So crazy. It's almost.
Do you think he'll answer if you say something to him?
No, but I was thinking his card is linked to my Amazon account, and I feel like I just want to buy a bunch of shit.
So, he'll
so he has no
you.
Choice yeah. but to call me and be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Or he'll just change the password or something. No, don't do that. But God, that's sad, man. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. I don't know when I'm going to see my son again.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, at the end of the day, families are all fucked up. And any family that is not fucked up is the most fucked up. Yeah. Don't get it twisted.
It's because people, you don't get to choose family. Yeah. So people it's are like, it just thrust into each other's lives who may not have gotten along otherwise.
Exactly. Yeah. And I read online today that someone said, it's just generic, blah, 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 that it runs in the family. And the argument online was, are you capable of beating the stigmas of your family? Like, say it runs in your family,
right,
that everyone is an alcoholic. Does that mean you have to be an alcoholic too because it runs in your family? Or can you beat the norm of your family members?
Right, then be the opposite.
Exactly.
And I think both things happen.
Yeah, I think so too.
To some people.
I think like some people that grew up really poor and like had a really shitty childhood, right, have the ability to change their life around and become super wealthy and, you know, have a great life. But then
not
I think,
alcoholics.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to fight it. Because even if it's in your genes, I think you have the choice.
I think so, too.
Fight it or not, you know.
Like, I think drinking a lot is in my family.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I really had to give up drinking, I'd have the ability to do it. Would I be happy about it? Probably not. But
but you could do it if you
had
to.
Yeah, like if the doctor was like, you can't have another sip of wine or you're going to die 20 years earlier, I'd be like, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Either it sucks because I'm going to do it or it sucks because 20 years is gone.
20 years, man.
Yeah.
You're going to be 50. I'm going to be 78.
Yeah. But 78 isn't really that old.
Come on. It's close to fucking death. Relax.
Okay. But you think now at your age you're close to death. But the real truth is we're all close to death.
Right. We don't know when we're going to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the sad truth.
Because we have a woman here who's almost 90 and she's going strong.
I know. I've seen her. And she has such great energy. That's going to be me when I'm 90. If I ever get there. But I hope that's me.
You think so?
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
So there's this video online today where two girls were arguing back and forth that if you don't suck a guy's dick, he's definitely going to be cheating on you. Because if you don't suck his dick, he's getting his dick sucked from somewhere else. Is getting your dick sucked that much of a
big
deal?
That's the thing. For some guys, I really think it is. For me personally, no.
I'm like, I don't really think it's that big of a deal. But some guys, it's like they need it or they want it. And they're not going to fuck. Like for me, okay, I think I'm hanging out with that guy tonight, and he asked me to hang out tonight. Okay, so for me, I'm like,
it's probably going
to
happen.
It's probably going to happen. Let's speak it into existence because I do want to see him.
Right.
But if I don't suck his dick, is he not going to call me back?
I don't know. Ask him.
And if I do suck his dick, is he not going to call me back?
Right.
So
you're going to know if it's because of that or because of this.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, I don't mind having sex with him tonight for sure, but then I know I'm going to be safe. Right. So it's like, okay.
Well, do you want to? I mean, why do you even have to think about it? Doesn't sex for you usually involve oral?
No.
Really?
Nope. Took me 6 months to suck my ex-boyfriend's dick.
So tell me something. So how do you expect, so what, like hand manipulation or something?
What do you mean?
How do you expect him to get hard?
Oh my God, I hate to be conceited.
Yeah.
But for some reason, whenever I kiss guys, it doesn't matter who they are.
They get hard.
Immediate.
That's good.
I don't know if I'm like just a really good kisser or what. Maybe. Like even the other night when I kissed this guy.
Right.
Instant.
And what about lubrication for you? You prefer that they give you some, no?
What do you mean? Like if they eat me out or something?
Yeah.
See, I've never had a good experience with it, so.
Whoa,
never
that's
in
terrible.
Life. Never in life.
You see, for me, it's like if that doesn't work with a woman, I'm not going to call her again, you know? So,
what do you mean?
I have to do it, and she has to be into it.
Yeah, but she could also be faking it. How do you know?
No, you can't fake it, because.
How Sally Met Harry.
Look, if you
saw. What's that movie called?
When Harry met Sally.
Yeah, okay, got it right, kind of.
Harry met Sally, okay. But no, that's not what I mean. I mean, if you're not really into it, there's no point in faking it.
I just feel like
some
guys have no idea what they're doing, and they act like they do. I'm like,
okay.
You suck.
All right, but I'm talking about women that you know you've been with for a while. You would know if they're faking it, you know. Yeah. I mean, why would a woman fake it every time? If she doesn't like it, I mean, then she
for
just
me it's
go,
like if you
don't
enjoy
don't
having
me out, you know?
Yeah, or that, or if you don't enjoy hooking up with someone, just don't hook up with them. Because if it's multiple times where you have to fake it,
right.
I mean, I've definitely faked once or twice for sure because I wanted it to be over.
Yeah, but that's sure. it, you know. I mean, but only times like this when you're having fun, you don't fake it,
right?
And that's what I'm saying, you know. But no, I mean, I have to have that. To me, I don't know. To me, the foreplay is just as important as
so
the
basically
act itself.
He isn't going to call back if you skip that whole step.
Well, don't skip anything.
So today, just ball out.
Exactly. If you hold back, then you know they might say, "Oh, she's not good in bed." You know, you gotta give it your all or don't at all. That's
okay,
what
like
I think.
For me, for instance, like I think kissing is a big deal, and I think eye contact is a big deal.
Right?
Am I mistaken there?
No, I mean, but the thing is, there's got to be a lot more for the sex part.
Yeah, I agree, but like I feel like. If I just met you, you shouldn't be staring into my eyes.
Really? So where do you want him to look?
I don't know, but it's just too much for me.
That's funny.
Like the other night, like he would kiss me, and then after he'd kiss me, he'd like play with my hair and caress my face and stare into my eyes. And I said, please don't stare at me.
Oh, yeah. Like right after kissing and stuff?
Yeah, like into my soul. And yeah. I'm like, this is too intense for me.
Okay.
Like I already
Listen,
feel
you're
like
allowed to feel whatever you feel, you know.
I mean, I like it, but it makes me nervous as well.
Right. So tell him, don't look, don't stare.
I did
at
say
when,
that, and he responded by calling
close.
Me a weirdo, and I was like, I am weird. I was like, do you want me to be obsessed with you? Because you could keep doing that then.
Oh God! I think a guy meeting you and getting involved with you is like walking to
a dungeon.
Yeah, like quicksand or something, you know.
You're gonna but I'm gonna try to like be cool this time.
Yeah, don't devour the people. You
I
know?
Know, but like, how do you how, like if okay, say I have sex with this guy and it's
and you like
and it's amazing, like he says it's going to be. Then how do I handle myself?
Okay, well, first of all, I think it's his responsibility to write something, and if he doesn't. By the following morning, it's got to happen.
You mean after I have sex with him?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And when you
yeah.
say write something, you mean like send a text or something?
A text, yeah. Like, so I had a great time. I had this. Thank you for this. It was cool, blah, blah, blah. That's what I would do.
Right.
I would keep it alive while it's still alive.
Right.
And also, I think that's the least you can do to show your gratitude and that you actually enjoyed yourself.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So if it comes any later than that, you know, if a whole day goes by and he doesn't write you or call you.
After he has sex with me.
Right.
Then he.
Then maybe you can write.
No,
or
never.
Okay, so just say fuck.
Because normally I would, yeah. But I'm not trying to be my normal self.
Right.
Plus, this is the first time I've had sex with someone older than me in like years.
Really?
Yeah, I always fuck younger dudes.
But by young, older by how much?
She's 35.
That's not older.
It's 5 years older than
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but in your age group, it's not that old, is
no,
it?
No, I don't think he's old. I'm right. saying, but I haven't
but
had sex with an old. I always fuck like 26, 27
yeah,
years.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's why maybe you get some bad experiences.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, but also I don't want to like. Like, if he fucks any way like he's kissing, I'm already obsessed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I was like, I've literally, since I met him, I haven't stopped thinking about having sex with him, and I don't get like that with anybody.
Right.
Like, to me, I'm just like, yeah, I might have sex with him. Not a big deal. But now it's like, I need it. Right. I have to have it.
Yeah.
Which scares me a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know. Some guys probably just want to just feel that if they have a dick, then they're good in bed, you know?
Yeah, some guys do say that. And yeah. then it's the worst sex you've ever had.
Yeah, and especially if they have a big dick or something, they're like, oh, look at me.
Yeah,
know?
Look at my big dick that I don't know how to use.
Right, exactly.
I'm the man.
Know? And that's what I'm saying. I think, I mean, what's there to really know how to use a dick? They mean, you mean more like the whole thing, you know, the experience. You need to know more about cunnilingus than you need about...
What's cunnilingus?
Cunnilingus.
What the fuck is that?
Do you know what a fellatio is?
Isn't that something of the butthole?
No, you didn't. So I think we talked about this in the beginning. You didn't know either one.
Yeah, no.
Fellatio is a blowjob.
Okay, first of all, no one calls it that, Sam.
No,
ever
I know,
life.
But that's why I think it's funny.
Like, not a single person calls it that. I gave him fellatio last night.
Yeah.
No, I fellated him. That sounds like you gave him an STD. Like, so that's a brand new STD that hit the market.
And cunnilingus is to eat out the woman.
Okay, first of all, is that like French?
No, that's like in English.
That's
look it up.
Horrible.
I know. But
I
like,
they call
do
it
you
like
think
a,
vagina is a good word? It's also a weird
word. I'd rather say vagina than pussy.
Yeah.
I don't like pussy.
Right.
Like, oh, let me eat that pussy. I'm like, ew. But then
a lot
let
of
me
women
eat
don't
that
like
vagina.
That. I don't know why.
Doesn't sound good
maybe
either.
Maybe it has a bad connotation, the word pussy.
And I hate when guys say cock.
Yeah.
Like, suck my cock. First of all, no.
Right.
That word is horrible. And you just killed the whole mood. I'll suck your dick.
Right. Because it sounds like porn.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I just feel like it sounds very white. Like, white guys say that.
Really?
Like, suck my cock. No thanks.
But there's a category that's called BBC, Big Black Cock, in porn.
Can I
and they showed you those big... I mean, we used to have... the reason I know this is because we used to have a porn star here.
Yeah, you told me that. Right. A black guy, right?
Yeah.
And he's like the biggest
Lexington
dick in the world
steel.
Or something?
Yeah, not in the world, but it's 11 inches.
I see. That's that I would be like, I'm all set.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine with like a good 6.5, 7.
Right, right. Yeah. If it's wide and everything.
Yeah,
right?
But if it's skinny, goodbye.
But these are like huge and people like to watch this, you know?
I don't.
Yeah. It makes you wonder, you know, if a guy likes to watch... guy with a black, big, doesn't matter that it's black, but if it's a big dick and he likes to watch it, does that mean he's gay? You know, does he like, does the way the penis look really matter to you? You know,
I mean, if a guy is specifically looking up anything that has to do with the size of a dick
right.
on any porn site, I think that's a red flag.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I would say that probably many of the fans... Because he's got a lot of fans. I mean,
right.
if you go on YouTube and you see his shows that we put online, they're more popular than all the others.
Right.
They have thousands of views. So he's known, but the thing is, who really follows him? You know, why do people follow someone with a big dick? It's not the women that do.
No. I mean, for me, when I, like, if I go to Pornhub.com, I always type in Gary Owen.
Who's Gary Owen?
He's like this white guy that has like a decent sized dick.
And
like,
that's what you like.
No, I don't like the size of his dick. I like the way he fucks the bitches in his videos.
What and how is that?
Like a like very rough and aggressive.
Oh,
like
so
he
that's
treats them like shit.
Right. Oh, and you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a fantasy. You wouldn't want it in real life.
No, though. I definitely would.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. The oh. best sex I ever had was this guy from the Jersey Shore, and he like literally he has one of the most massive dicks in the world.
Okay.
And like for instance, there when I was giving him head, I threw up. On his dick.
Whoa. Why? Because it was too big or something?
So big.
Yeah.
And I have a horrible gag reflex.
Right.
So I threw up
so
on him.
He gagged you.
Yeah.
Oh
and he
God.
Took the throw up, wiped it across my face, and licked it off.
Oh my God.
But it was hot.
That was hot.
Yeah.
Too.
I felt like everything he did was like anything I ever wanted. Maybe because it just never happens. Like people yeah. just don't fuck the way he fucks.
Wow.
But I have a feeling like the guy that I just met might be like this kind of freak.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I'm going to be, I already know. Yeah, like, I already know. Like, he chokes me in the middle of a restaurant and bit my lip. If you can do that in public, imagine what you're going to do not in public.
God.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Like,
can't
I don't care if a guy slaps me in the face, but just don't do it too hard.
Yeah. Can't imagine treating a woman like that. I never would.
Really? Not even in bed?
No. Well, maybe. No. I mean, even she asked for it. I'm not going to, like, slap you and shit like that. I'm not into that.
Why?
I don't know.
I feel like every chick likes that.
Or like to stick, like to choke her with your dick.
What do you mean?
Like the way he did to you, like where she gets to a point where she gags.
Oh,
you
know? I
know,
but it doesn't take me that much to get to that point, though.
Yeah, but I mean, if the guy doesn't really thrust hard, it's not going to happen.
No.
You won't
yeah, that's
get
true.
A gag reflex. So it's when they thrust, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I don't do that.
Oh my God!
Do that,
yeah. So do you have very so
no, I mean,
you so you make so you
no,
make love basically?
Pretty, no, no. Well, it can get pretty wild too.
Right.
But like you know, like fast thrusting and all this
right,
shit
right.
and hard, rough, whatever.
Right, right, right.
But
so you
no,
would never
I mean,
choke somebody it, to almost to the point
no,
where they
no.
look like they can't breathe.
If I pulled the hair, it would be kind of firm but gentle, you know.
Right,
just,
right.
Just to get the feeling that I'm pulling her hair,
right?
And they love it, you know.
Right.
Women love it.
No, I like when he pulls my hair where I feel like my I'm about to be bald.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. So you just need heavy duty.
Yeah.
You know? You're a hardcore chick.
Yeah, I think I am. I think that's why I get so bored with people too in bed. Like the two guys I slept with here in California, the Middle Eastern guys, it was just like. They had like moments where I was like, he has potential, but it was just pretty much every time I fucked them, I knew it was going to be exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's kind of boring.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. I'm trying to think, what was I like at like 35 or something? I think when I was 37, I was thinking about this the other day. I remember I was 37. I had a girlfriend that was 33.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, God, I'm dating a much younger woman, you know? But... So I can see what you mean between 30 and 35. It does seem like that.
Yeah.
Earlier in life, right?
But then you see
even
these...
2-3 years is a big deal.
Yeah, it is. Especially when you get to that age. Like, I feel like I feel like now, this day and age, people, men in their mid-30s are fucking women that are so much younger. Like, they'll be fucking 25-year-olds. Especially right. if they have money, they can get anyone they want.
Right.
They can be as young as 21. And so they
that's
can,
what they do, you know. A
but
lot
they'll
of
fuck them, but there'll be no emotional connection because right. there's nothing in common.
Exactly.
Like,
it's
you
just
guys
the
aren't
money
even...
And
yeah.
The, it's a transaction. Money exactly. for sex, you
exactly.
know?
But, like, I feel like... Although men in their 30s want to fuck as much as they can, because any guy, doesn't matter how old you are, wants to fuck as much as they can.
Right.
I think when you get to a certain age, I would hope, like in your mid-30s, that, okay, I'm going to keep fucking until I finally find someone I can actually have like a decent conversation with or like right. do shit with that's more in my like age bracket. Like for me, I feel like when I do settle down, it's going to be with a man in his mid-30s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I can't do younger. Like we're not on the same wavelength. I might not right. have my life together or my shit together, but I still can't have...
But you want him to.
yeah, I obviously yeah, want better. Someone who has his shit together, but I also want yeah. him to support me while I figure my life out. Like right. I don't want him to support me being a bum.
But you're not going to figure... yourself, you're not still gonna be doing it. You're gonna figure out something with you before you get married.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
You know,
and I don't
you're
really,
running
like,
out of time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Not really, but I mean,
if
you
I can have kids
something.
By 33, I'll be happy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like 33 is a good age for me. 32
so,
would be
so
better.
So you need to, the transformation of your life before that.
I need the transformation of my life before my 31st birthday. So I got a couple of months to get my shit together.
Yeah.
Like as soon as I turn 31, I want to have my own bag. And by bag, I mean a job that's getting me a lot of money. I want a man who supported me when I had nothing, which right. is now.
No, are these wishes or plans?
These are plans.
These are plans.
Speak it into existence.
So you know how you're going to do it, or are you still trying to figure out the steps to get there?
I'm still trying. Okay, so I think my book will make me a lot of money.
Okay, but you're still not saying it's not based on any like scientific
no,
research.
It's not.
How do you know?
I just feel it.
Okay, but how do you know? What if it doesn't happen?
I can't think that way.
Okay.
All but right. I should come up with a plan B.
Okay.
But I want to have so much going on that plan A, B, and C are just
right
elements of one big
do.
Plan. Like, I don't want to just be like, well, I'm working on my book.
Right.
You
no,
know
no,
what I mean?
Do all these things.
Right.
You, that's what happens. You have people doing a lot of different things. And then they're never bored and never unemployed.
Yeah,
you know?
And I feel like another thing why I fail at relationships is I just haven't been busy.
Yeah.
So, like, I get bored easily.
Right.
So, therefore, I always want to be with the guy that I'm fucking.
Right.
I want to be so busy that, like, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll see you on Thursday.
Yeah. Like,
you know what I mean? Because yeah. guys don't like when you have nothing going on.
Right.
Like, it's not attractive to them that the chick they're fucking has nothing to do.
Right. And that she's only about you, you know?
Right.
I mean, because it becomes like a burden after a while.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't want to ever be a burden on some dude's life. I just right. I want to have my life so put together that if I'm in a bomb relationship, it's just the cherry on top of the cake.
Yeah.
I don't need my whole life to be the relationship that I'm in. But I feel like my past mistakes is I start dating and I start fucking and my whole focus is this dude.
Right.
And what he's doing. But fuck you and fuck what you're doing.
Right. So that's why, again, you go back to square one, and that is you got to do something with your life.
Yes. Boom.
Okay. So what are you going to do with it?
I want to start a podcast, and I want the podcast to be so good that I'm offered like a major TV network talk show.
Okay. So you see now there's another, like, it's a wish. It's not a plan. You got to do something that's relatively attainable. I mean, look, I've been doing the show for 10 years. I'm not by major anything, you know, because there's no guarantees.
There's no guarantees.
There's no guarantees for anything.
But I just feel like it's going to happen.
Okay, so make a plan. Have goals. Make yourself a plan. Like, I think it's very simple. Look, you're in point A. You want to get to point B.
Right.
You got to draw yourself a map. I know you hate maps. So instead of that, you just write down in paragraphs, sentences, this is what I'm going to do today. This is what I'll do in 5 years or, you know, or
right. Well, I
tomorrow,
can't think that
whatever.
Far in advance.
Okay. So it's not going to happen. So what you're going to do is then think it as you go through it, knowing you go into a certain direction.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, 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 yeah. yeah.
But then figure it out as you go.
Right.
But you definitely have to do something.
No, really I do, agree 110%.
You know, I mean, you'll be a lot
but I
happier.
Need to do something, like, for instance, I need to do something that works. Like, when I worked in an office and I was waking up every day at 6:30 to go to the gym, come home, put on my work clothes, and go to the same job from 8:30 to 5:30,
yeah,
I was not happy.
Crazy.
And it's not just that I was not happy because I was doing quote unquote basic work. The work had nothing to do with it. Is the fact that I woke up every day and did the same thing, and I felt this can't be the life for me.
Right. It can. It takes you nowhere, really.
No, like you literally wake up and you think to yourself, "What is the point of my life?
Right.
Like, what am I actually living for?"
And at that
for?
Point, you need to start making changes in your life.
Right. Like,
absolutely.
I feel like number one, I need to change my attitude.
You really do.
I need to change my attitude because I'm wicked negative and I'm really not that nice to most people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not a nice.
I don't know why.
Like, I'm nice to you.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, well, because you have to be.
Legit.
I'll kick your ass throwing out the window.
Legit. But, like, I feel like I need to work on my attitude because I feel like my own worst enemy is myself in all aspects of my life, dating, relationships, work.
Right.
So I need to work on myself, which means I need to get a therapist. And I honestly should just go home, call Medicaid, whatever the fuck I have, and say, hey, what therapists take this that are in West Hollywood, and just fucking start going. Like, it's really not that hard, yet here I am not going.
Right.
So, you know, it's
so
like,
why are you not taking the step? You're like, I can't imagine you're too comfortable in your comfort zone because...
No, I definitely have no problem going to therapy.
Yeah, yeah.
None. I'll go to therapy twice a week if I had to.
Right, but you have to work to make the money so you can do it.
No, my insurance, when you're broke, insurance covers therapy sessions. I'm not even joking.
Really?
Even back in Boston, like when I lost my bartending job, I got 12 free sessions. Well, I wouldn't say free. It's like $1,200 a session, but the insurance covers it. So, I mean, I will say healthcare definitely comes into the picture. So anyone who doesn't have health care, you should probably get it, even if it's Medicaid or Medi-Cal, whatever. Mm.
Well, listen to the poor girl.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But no, you gotta. I think with a therapist, it might actually move you from your comfort zone and actually get you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
You need somebody to push you, I think.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Yeah. Or at least give me like some perspective of why my attitude is so bad.
Right. Yeah. Huh. Very interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm one of the few you actually treat nicely in your life?
Yeah. I mean, there's a few people I treat nicely, but like if I go, for instance, I want
to... Well, because I never give you any reason not to, though,
exactly,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Am like, I ever being less than perfectly nice to you?
No.
Right?
And even if we argue, that's normal. We see each other every day. It's bound to happen.
Yeah, and it's part of the show. That
right.
has nothing to do with it.
No.
You know? But just the fact that I treat people with respect, you know?
Right.
It doesn't matter age difference. It doesn't matter any background or anything. All that matters is that you talk to people the way you would talk to yourself, you know?
Right.
And if you don't have respect for yourself.
I know, yeah. So, like, for instance, on Saturday night, I went out with my friend Lala and... This girl, I was sitting outside on like the bench with my girl and like a bunch of guys, and this girl kept staring at me. And I like looked at the guy. I'm like, am I tripping? Have I drank too much? Or does this bitch keep staring at me?
Right.
So then the night keeps going, and she sits on the couch like to the left of me, and me and the guy are talking. He's like showing me something on his phone, and me and the guy just happen to look up and to our left, and she's like death staring me.
Uh-huh.
And he looks at me, he goes, did she just put like a spell on you or something? So I go, so I'm not tripping.
Right.
So all of a sudden she starts running her mouth, Sam. Uh-huh. And it was like the first time since Bad Girls Club that I got ghetto. I stood up, I said, you want to get your motherfucking ass beat? Like, I just didn't care.
Wow, yeah, yeah.
But it depends. Like, certain people, like, if that was, like, my friend or, like, one of my girlfriends was too drunk and she was being out of control, like, I'm not going to get in her face like that. Complete strangers, like, I don't give a fuck about you, therefore I don't give a fuck about how I speak to you.
Right.
But I know I need to work on that a little
bit. Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, if you go to a restaurant and there's a waiter, you don't know them, but you should still be nice to them.
I don't think you should always be nice to waiters.
Well, unless I think
it depends how
they're
doing their job.
Reason. No, I mean when they first approach your table, if they give you a smile,
yeah, then you smile back.
Yeah.
I'm always nice to customer service because I worked in customer service for most of my life.
Right.
But it's like when they forget like five entrees and like bring an iced tea instead of the vodka tonic you ordered. Like
you
I'm gonna be like,
pissed,
what's up? What's up, girl?
Yeah, that I can understand.
Yeah, but like if as soon as they come over and they're smiling, like unless someone gives you a reason to act up, you shouldn't be acting up. But most of the time, I get triggered. So
yeah. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah to you. More power to you. All right, folks, we're out of time. Thank you all for joining us. We're going to have guests the next couple days, so it should be fun.
Today's Wednesday, right?
Today's Wednesday. We still hope for rain. It's still dry as hell.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll let you know tomorrow how things happen. So thank you all for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.